Hi, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. I'm talking to Stefan from Azure Websites.
Hey.
So I'm looking at my dashboard, and you see I've got 17 websites going. And one of the things that strikes me is that while I've got subscription and location and mode, nothing here says that's an ASP.NET site or that's a PHP site.
Yeah.
It doesn't even say whether it's Windows or not.
That's correct. Rest assured, underneath the hood, these are all running on what is effectively IIS8 on server 2012. At this time. But to your earlier point, that's absolutely correct, because ultimately we support a variety of app frameworks, all of which can be hosted and run out of IIS.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes, you know, old school things like classic ASP, it includes the newer frameworks, Node.js, and then, you know, the traditional ASP.NET, PHP frameworks are all supported. And then also, again, you know, we're always sort of futzing around in the background and seeing additional things we can add. A Python, for example, that's also available.
Mm.
You can put in the Python bits and run a Python site. So yeah, that's very much so an important point, which is if you can run the app framework today on the Windows platform, you can probably run it and host it here on Azure Websites.
So that's interesting, because if I have a PHP site and I've got it running on IIS on my local machine, I can probably get it up into
yes.
Azure, which means that monitoring, scale, reserved, shared, all those features happen.
Yes, everything that, well, pretty much, let's put it this way, 99.9% of the features that you see there are completely app framework agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
There are one or two little tweaks here and there where, yeah, because we quote unquote own the .NET framework, we can do some little syntactical sugar and tricks here and there, but the vast, vast majority of everything you see here, it's completely agnostic.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to prove that. I haven't shown
yep.
you this, but I wanted to prove that to myself. So what I've got here is a little app called All-in-One Test. I've got a deployment file, and we talked about that in the deployment talk, but I'll just show you what that looks like so you don't get surprised. And all it says is the project is in the source folder, okay? And inside of source, I've got a classic ASP, just
yep.
to prove that I could do it. I was actually surprised that that worked. PHP, this JS file is actually Node.
Yep.
Static HTML, Razor, web forms. What I wanted to look at is the web config, because this was really interesting to me. Even if I'm running a PHP app or a Node app,
correct.
Why do I need a web config, and what is that for?
Yep, so yeah, great question. Remember, the web config file, really at the end of the day, it contains configuration information
mm-hmm.
that can be used by both IIS as well as traditional ASP.NET.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you can sort of think of that in your mind is, you see all the way up here at the very top, there's this closing element for system.web. That's indicative of configuration information. It's very ASP.NET specific.
Okay.
But once you get into system.webserver, and so it's that extra server that's the hint, now you're talking about configuration that IIS knows about. And at that point, you can be putting in information, you know, maybe you're configuring IP security or request filtering, which has nothing to do with specific app frameworks. It's just an IIS behavior.
Okay, so system.web, I wouldn't even need that section on a Node or a PHP application.
Correct.
And you can see here that on system.webserver, we've got a reference to IIS Node that's going to run.
That's actually going to, that tells it, hey, this is how you go out and you're going to run Node.js.
So then that makes me guess, and I won't save this, but let's say that I was just maybe doing that one file. I could probably have a web config that looked something real basic. I mean, just configuration,
yep.
I lost one.
I was going to say, yeah, you lost the top level tag, but exactly.
Or even less.
Yep,
okay.
Correct.
So that, when I put that up here, and here's the thing, Super Azure Friday, again, nothing in here referencing that it is doing this, and I'll just hit refresh and run it again. And what I've got up here is classic ASP, I'll open that into its own tab, ASP.NET, a Razor file by itself. That makes me wonder, this is now kind of a hybrid app. This is all kind of living in the same space.
Yeah, so underneath the hood, the easiest way to think about it is, remember, at the very core, we are still running IIS. Again, some modifications that are sort of built on it and around it. So from the point of view of like running a request, right, the HTTP request lands on IIS, It always ends up in a worker process, which is, you know, part of where we're tracking things like CPU and memory. Mm-hmm. And then from there, what actually happens is dependent upon how the different frameworks are integrated into IIS. Mm. So, for example, you're running PHP. We all know that uses CGI, or specifically in our case, the fast CGI implementation on Windows. So really, this page that we're seeing right here, there's a CGI bin process off to the side that got spooled up as a child of that worker process. We said, here, go, you know, run hello world.php. And then in a similar vein, Node.js is hosted in a similar way, right? So there are extra executables running in the background. And then other things like classic ASP and ASP.NET, they work the way that we've always known it in IIS. They're running inside of the worker process. But again, because of the fact that we're, you know, we're bringing web hosting, it's a platform as a service offering, you don't have to sit there and worry about like, oh man, how am I going to go ahead and like wire up this PHP version to IIS? It's like, it's there. It's, you can go to the control panel, select the options you want for the different framework versions. We'll make sure the right binaries are actually showing up down on the file system, and then you get to just concentrate about writing and running your app.
That brings up an interesting point. So forgetting about the web.config, which actually didn't have a lot of hacks in it, I didn't have to hack that together.
Correct.
I just put the files in the folder.
Yep.
So you're saying I could just say an index.php and have it in the folder and it'll just run.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't have to go and tell anyone about it.
Correct. And like we said here, there's also the sort of, you know, first-class support. In the case of PHP, we pre-installed different versions that you can go out and select. And, you know, we don't go into it here, but some of our more adventurous customers, you know, there's PHP 5.5 out there. Some of them will be like, oh, to hell with that. They will hack up the config files, go tell us, no, use these other versions of the PHP binaries. They'll go throw it into the bin directory, and then they'll go run a version of PHP that we don't necessarily have already pre-installed on our servers.
Interesting. And if you saw in the David Ebbo videos where we talked about custom deployment scripts, you really can do whatever you want. If there's another executable that you need, or if you want to have a specific version of Node, there are ways that you can bring that in and run that.
Yeah, bring your own framework and hook it up and we'll run it.
And that's okay.
Yes, like, totally cool.
This Frankenstein's monster that I've kind of deployed here isn't breaking any rules on Azure.
It's not breaking any rules, and in fact, you know, anecdotally, that's one of what you built with a little more bells and whistles is one of the standard functional and regression tests that we run every time internally. We basically have a site with every known framework that we support, and one of the basic things is like, you know, every hour, every day, does that still work? Did somebody check something in that would have broken that? So yeah, it is absolutely central to Azure websites.
Well, you've made me feel bad about my Hello World. I'm going to get your application because it sounds better. Hey, it's Azure Friday.